Hey, what's poppin', y'all? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host, Dior, the Chocolate Gal, and this is Plain Talk TV. Y'all know I love to talk my shit, I pop my shit, and I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music, so y'all know I got that tea for y'all. I know that's right. It's so much going on in these streets, baby, and I'm ready to talk my shit. So, get y'all a drink, get y'all vibe going. It's time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. Okay, so Kanye West is facing more allegations from his former assistant, y'all. The woman has filed an amended complaint accusing Kanye West of sexual assault, sex trafficking, false imprisonment, battery, and stalking. If y'all remember back in 2024, Lauren filed her first lawsuit against him, accusing him of sexual harassment. Back then, she claimed Kanye sent her inappropriate text messages and worked as his assistant. She even claimed that Kanye drugged her in the studio co-hosted by Diddy. What is going on? Now, in a recent lawsuit, Lauren claims that while she was working for him, he had multiple instances where he showed sexual misconduct. Baby, yo, this is crazy, y'all. It feel like another attack on some successful, more successful black men. It's giving Oprah's Christmas surprise show. You get a lawsuit. You get a lawsuit. You get a lawsuit. Oh, yeah. You get a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on? Like, she just tried to sue this man so many times. And every time, it keeps getting tossed out. But, baby, something in the milk ain't clean, if you know what I mean. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, it feel like a setup. Another one. Jay-Z has fired back, y'all, at the man who's been publicly claiming to be his long-lost son. So, according to court documents, the mogul is asking a federal judge to shut down the latest lawsuit filed, calling all accusations fabricated and part of decades long of harassment. The fabricated allegations and claims have been addressed and rejected in multiple courts, and the harassment of Jay-Z continues in orders like resulting in a contempt of court. Okay, y'all. So, on May 6th, the lawsuit was filed alleging that Jay-Z is his biological father and has worked for years to silence him. He claims his late mother, Wanda, had a brief relationship with Jay-Z in the 90s and that he has been trying to get Jay-Z to take a paternity test ever since. What? Lord, now. This is crazy work right here. This is crazy work. I definitely seen them pictures side by side. It's mad resemblance. I ain't gonna lie. It's mad resemblance. And then it's like, it's been going on for years. Why not just take the test and get it over with? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, Jay-Z got enough money to, like, rig it. He money talks. You know what I'm saying? Money talks. So that could be another reason why. But, man, just take the test and get it over with, y'all. So, y'all, tell me why Kodak Black is trending right now. He didn't went viral because he didn't call out NBA Youngboy. Oh, my God, y'all. Listen, in his lengthy rant, he accused him of trying to get with the women he aligned with, and he also claimed that NBA Youngboy wanted his ex-Boo Mellow rack cheeks. Baby, looks like that isn't even the full case, according to sources close to one of the parties, including Kodak and Mellow. They've been done, and Kodak is just upset because YB took Mellow from him. Now, listen, hold on. Let me rewind, hold on. Child, listen, first of all, am I mistaken or not? Ain't YB a married man? Talk to me. Ain't he a married man, y'all? Okay, so listen. Not only is he married, but like, what woman is really y'all sit there putting up with that? I don't care how much money a dude has in this world. Loyalty and respect is the main thing to me. Like, forget the buddy. These chicks, this new generation is putting up with the dumbest shit, excuse my language, from people and accepting that instead of being treated like a queen. Like, I know that girl, Mello, like, having your personal bedroom business and stuff being blasted between two dudes arguing about certain things, and for Kodak to be like, hey, yeah, she was my best, you know, sucker, and crazy stuff like that. That's crazy work. This generation needs to do better. Y'all tripping, like, I don't understand it. Stop disrespecting these women. Treat them right. Get y'all mind together, ladies. Get yourself together and find y'all a king. Stop playing with these dudes. So, y'all ever heard the saying of, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade? So, Y'all remember the U.S. sprinter Chris Robinson, right? Yeah. The sprinter who experienced that wardrobe malfunction during his recent race, like a couple weeks ago, and his third leg fell out his shorts in the mid-race. Well, honey, he done landed himself a men's underwear modeling deal. Like, that whole thing is crazy. After being exposed to the world, having your mans all out, running down a track field, I think that's the best outcome possible. Alright, so, huge shout out to JT of the City Girls, y'all. Now, one thing about her, she gonna serve face, and she gonna get a girl's gloss, glam, and game, period. Well, JT has now officially teamed up with MAC Cosmetics to drop her own lip kit, and yes, since it includes all her signature go-tos, the limited edition lip combo by JT includes her exact glam secret. I know that is right. I am so proud of her, because if y'all know her, y'all know that is something she been wanting to do, and she making it happen. I am so proud of her, and I know I'm going to go check that out. I'm going to get my lips popping too, period. Alright, so, my girl Teyana Taylor has been trending also after doing a recent interview with Complex Music. When she was asked about her new man, Aaron Pierre, and their relationship, my girl was just gushing all over about her man, and I know that is right. And she said that he handles her like a cup of tea. That's deep. She said her man handled her like a cup of tea. She says he's very gentle, and it allows her to feel warm and not to be in survival mode. So, ladies, talk to me. Talk to Chocolate. How y'all feel about a man that make y'all feel that way? Like, do y'all want a man that make y'all feel that way? Or what's your opinion? Talk to Chocolate. Let me know, son. So, I love when a woman finds peace after going through a lot of bull crap with a man, and she move on to better things. Now, like, me personally, I love when my man allows me to walk in my feminine energy, baby. Like, I absolutely love that for me. But nah, being my safe space and my peace and just make my life so much more smooth is nothing better than being soft and having that security to know that your man gonna lead you and he gonna make sure you good no matter what type of vibe. So yes, absolutely, sis, I know that's right. I so love this for her. Like, she definitely deserves that type of love. Every woman does. So yes, sis is definitely in love. She in her soft girl era. She's growing, she's glowing. She got a good man taking care of her heart. And when you get real love, like, and experience that, it's the best feeling ever. So, yes, I know that's right. So, yes, shout out to all the guys that's making their woman feel special, handling that business, taking care of home, treating their woman like a queen, and making them be in that soft girl era. Because all the girlies is out here getting their life together. I know that's right. And shout out to my men, too, because, you know, daddy take care of home, period. Alright, y'all, so I have to send out a big happy birthday to the queen herself, none other than Little Kim, the queen of rap. It is her birthday. If y'all know me, y'all know that's mother. I absolutely love her. Her style, her strength, her legacy inspires all generations, and I wish her the most amazing day ever. She is that girl and always have been, period. Alright, y'all, so congratulations going out to Dolce. She just made cover for the latest issue of British Vogue, and she is serving us high fashion on her spread, baby. Now, I've seen the photos myself, and baby, they eat down. It gave what it needed to give for the looks. Y'all know her style, and like, the way she rap is always original in the first place. Well, she definitely came and slayed. She gave me Grace Jones inspired, and I absolutely loved it. Like, y'all ain't gonna check them pictures out, y'all, and y'all gonna see what I'm talking about. Like, her skin was very melanated, the hair was definitely giving the fluff that it needed to give, and it ate down. So congratulations to her on that cover. I know that's right. So did y'all hear about the fashion designer that is accusing Diddy's two twin daughters of copying her streetwear brand 1221? Now baby, listen, sis came with some receipts, and I ain't gonna lie, like, she definitely came with the receipts, and they definitely was receipting, period. But nah, we not gonna fully blame the twins for, like, the whole mishap, whatever, we gotta blame their management to be part of this as well as being held accountable for sure. But like, even though like the twins' birthday is 12/21, they actual birthday is 12/21. That's why they came with the brand like that. However, they did steal the ideas, the designs, and the same things that the other streetwear designer came up with. So it's real messy in these streets. I feel like they should have came original, came a little bit harder. And it's always that problem going around, not even just like clothing, with music, with different things, when it's a smaller independent artist or an independent worker. And then like these famous people go and steal their ideas and come back and make something big with it. And that's not fair. But I guess that's how certain things go, but that definitely ain't fair. Give her her credit or something. Period. All right, y'all. Now I'm done talking my shit for today. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all that stopped in and rocked with Talk With Chocolate today. I am your host, your girl, the Oil Chocolate Dow. And this is Queens Talk TV, Crown Radio. Y'all know the vibes. You can catch me back on Sunday, same time. Until next time, y'all have a great weekend. I'm signing out, y'all. Peace.